or soon toddlers, we have something going for you. And so what I'd like then is for all you kids, this is Family Day, it's Kids Day, so I'd like you to come on up here and sit up here where I can see you, because you're going to help me today. You're going to be part of this. So come on up. Caden, you want to come up? Bring your sister. Come up. Sit up front. This day's for you. Simon, if you want to, you can come up front here. You guys got to help me today. This is Kids Day. This is where we get fun. This is where Pastor Terry gets really weird. So we have been talking about, Mom and Dad, if you see your child up here getting low, you come right on up here and take care of it. We've been talking about painting the picture of Jesus with our life. We want to paint the right picture of Jesus with our life. And so these are those masters that Sharla talked about at our work. When we paint this color, toasted pecan, we have these masters. And every week and every month when we make an order, we come back and we compare it to the master. That keeps the color right. These are the masters. We can't do it every day, every week. Well, last week we made this one. And so next week, if we just go off what we made last week, it could get a little lighter, a little lighter, a little lighter, and a little lighter, and it would drift. And that's called color drift in the industry. And 6 months or a year down the road, your color has really moved either lighter or darker, and you have a different color and a different problem. So you always go back to the master. And a year from now, if I'm still making toasted pecan, I'm going to go back and everything I make, I'll always hold it up to these masters to make sure the color is right. So we have been talking about painting the picture of Jesus with our life, always going back to the master. This is the master of what Jesus looks like. This is it. We didn't know about the light. We didn't know the Bible's presentation was going to happen. Didn't know all that. When I started this series, it just kind of happened, came together that way. So that's what we've been talking about, where we want to paint the picture of our life like Jesus. And what 1 John, what we found out in 1 John was, he said, you need to talk like me, and you need to walk like me, or live like me. And one of my favorite movies is The Jungle Book. You guys know The Jungle Book? You familiar with The Jungle Book? No? King Louie? I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. You know that part? That's my favorite part. I think we might have that. Let's see if we can see what King Louie. This is what I'm talking about. Where was that good? I want to walk like you. And that's what we want to do with Jesus. We want to walk like you, Jesus. We want to talk like you, Jesus. I want to stop monkeying around, and I want to be like you, Jesus. That's what we want to do. That's the theme. That's what we've been talking about in Big People's Church. Aren't we juveniles? See, we're kids. We're just big kids. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to stand up. I want everybody to stand up. And you're going to be like Jesus. You're going to be very friendly today. So I want you to lead the charge. We're going to go around. We're going to shake hands and greet everybody. We got some visitors. We got some people from Florida, clear in the back. Will you go back and shake their hand and say, welcome, we're glad you're here, you're safe. So take a few minutes to go shake everybody's hand, say, thank you for coming today. We're so glad you're here. I want to be like Jesus. Come back up here. Thanks for showing them how to do that. You guys did awesome. Kids are friendly. So we've been studying about walking like Jesus and talking like Jesus and various things that John has taught us about. Today, we're going to look at one more, and that's in the book of Ephesians. And it tells us this. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. So, very clearly now it says, we're going to walk like you, we're going to talk like you. And here he says, be an imitator of God. If you have an old King James Bible, it says be a follower, and it's the word, it's the Greek word mimetes, which we get our word mimic, and it actually means imitate, be imitators of God. Walk like you, talk like you, I want to be like you, I want to stop monkeying around, and I want to be like Jesus. And this particular verse says that we should love like Jesus. We should love like Jesus. So it says, walk in love as Christ loved us, like Him, that sort of love. He gave Himself up for us, and it was a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. God loved it. It smelled good. It was a beautiful, sweet-smelling fragrance and sacrifice, this love of Christ that gave Himself up for us. He died for us. Gave Himself up. So that's the love that we know. That's the love that we who want to imitate Jesus, that's our love. I give myself up for you. I care about you. I pour my life into you. If you folks from Florida need anything while you're up here, will you contact us? Let Sandy, let Mark, we want to give ourselves up for you. We want to help you. We'll supply you with whatever you need. We want to help you. That's the love of Christ. It's not the love of culture. In verse 3, he says, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you. Don't even talk about it. It must not even be named among you at all. It's proper among the saints. Verse 4, let there be no filthiness, no foolish talk, no crude joking, that's out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So the lesson is very clear. We're going to love like Jesus, not like culture. That's what he's telling us. You're going to love like Jesus, imitate Jesus' love, this sacrificial, this I want to help you, this giving up. That's the love we want to imitate. Not what culture calls love in these physical attractions and idolatries where I just love this, I have that, I love this, I've got to have that, I want her. Mom, I met this guy, and we're going to, Dad, I met this girl, and in this physical attraction, that's not love. As a matter of fact, it's condemned by God, isn't it? We're so accustomed to culture that we want, well, they're just kids. That's just how they do it. They're just No. We want to walk like you, and we want to talk like you, Jesus. And you said that that type of love, no one enters the kingdom of heaven. You've judged that kind of love. You've condemned that. That's not love at all. That's a fake love. So we've got to talk like Jesus. And this immoral love that our culture wants to throw at us through the TV and through music and cause us to do all kinds of physical things, that's not love. Don't ever let somebody tell you they love you in the wrong way. They want to sacrifice themselves for you, not take from you. That's the love we mimic. The love of the culture is a very distorted love that's not really love at all. You know what distortion is? You don't? I wonder if we have... Oh, wait a minute, what's that? Who is that? Who is that? You point your finger at me. Whoa, 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 whoa. What's that? That ain't me. That looks like a blockhead. Whoa. What is that? Who is that? Who is it? Nah, it ain't me. It don't look like me. How do you know that's me? My glasses. Oh, who's that? Okay, it looks like an alien. But whoa, who's that? A two-headed dog. That's pretty cool. You've seen a two-headed turtle? Well, you can kind of tell. Who is that, Audrey? That's Nemo. You can tell that's my dog. You could tell that was me. You could tell that was a Gaga. But we were very distorted, weren't we? It was very skewed, very wrong. It's not reality. It's not truth. It's not really what we look like. And the love of the culture is really not love to God. It's very distorted. It's very skewed. And He doesn't like it at all. So the true love that we're going to imitate Jesus means I want to help you. I want to go encourage you. I want to lift you up. I want to supply your needs. That's why I had you go shake everybody's hand, just to encourage and to help and say, hey, I'm here for you. I'm your friend. I don't want to take from you. I want to give to you. So, in 1 John chapter 3, he tells us this. If you really want to know one way that love looks like, it looks like this. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. By this we know love, and this is how we know what Jesus' love is all about, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. That's for each other. That's our brothers in Christ, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We ought to lay down our lives for each other. How's that mean? Am I supposed to die on the cross? No, He'll tell us. This is what He says. If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? If you see your brother, your sister, you see someone else who they're in need and you have what they could use, you could help them, and you don't, how does God's love abide in you? That's what He says. That's God's love, is when you see someone in need, you see and you have and you can help them, but you don't. How can you ever say God's love is in your heart? So that's how we do it. We lay down our life like Jesus did. We give up what we have to help others. It's sacrificial love. It's a beautiful love. And it's a sweet-smelling fragrance to God. God loves that smell. When He sees us doing that, it smells beautiful. When He sees the love that the culture offers, the distorted love, He hates it. It's not love at all. It's a distortion of love. Verse 18, little children, let us not love in word or in talk, but in deed and in truth. This is true love. You want to talk about true love? True love. Everybody wants to talk about true love. This is true love. Well, true love is to love in the deeds, in our actions, not just, oh, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I love you. I love you so much. And I love you. You're so beautiful. I love you. And I love you. I just love you. All that could be. I mean, it could be true, right? But then I've got to show it. I've got to show my love. I've got to be there for you, to help you. To care for you. And if I have goods and you need something and I don't share it with you, that's not love at all. I can tell you I love you all you want. If I don't help you, that's not love. And I've got to love you with true love. It says love in deed, in action, and in truth. Which means I've got to call love what's really love. And what's not love, I've got to say that's not love. I've got to love you truthfully. That's the hardest part for us parents, isn't it? Because our kids got to learn. Our kids got to grow up and learn what true love really is. And our culture wants to teach them what love is. Our culture has a whole different view of love. And I find it amazing that so many churches across our land right now say that they are following God in Christ. But he says right here, immorality and impurity shouldn't even be named once among you. And yet our churches are saying, no, in the name of Christ, that's okay here. That's fine here. That's not love. That's not loving in deed and in truth. That's loving against God's word. And he says, I condemn that. You won't find anyone like that in the kingdom of heaven. So we have to say what he says about love. We have to say, that's not love. That is love. Sometimes for us as parents, that's the hardest thing to do when our kids say, oh, I just love her so much. That's not love. That's harmful. God hates that. Please don't do that. We have to stand towards our kids and say, that's not true love. What you're doing is not love. That's so hard, isn't it? To teach our kids and to put God first, God's word first, above what our kids' hearts are bending them to do. That's so difficult. This is a difficult choice for us. Who comes first, God or our kids? I have to stand up for the word of God to my kids. We have to teach them that and know that that's loving them. When we teach them, no, God's word is truth. This is love. And I love you by telling you the truth about God's word and about love. Start now. Start when they're young. Start when they're very small. Start at this age before they get too far into that middle school, high school culture. They'll teach them all they want to know. Don't bend with the culture. Don't bend when your kids say, oh, Mom, she's so amazing. Oh, God. You got to wait. You say, wait a minute. Let's learn about what real love is about. Real love is about you giving up yourself for someone. Sacrificing. Are you willing to sacrifice yourself for someone? Are you willing to give up your desires, some of your goals, some of your dreams, some of your visions for this person, to do life with this person in a marriage context? Or is it all about you? All about them butterflies? All about that physical attraction? We have to stand up for the Word of God and the truth. So I'm going to ask these adults this question. Does the love of God abide in you? When you see a brother or sister in need, do you help? Do you reach out and help? Is that where your heart goes? What can I do to help you? Does the love of God abide in you? And are you willing to put God on the throne when it comes to love and to imitate His love, to teach our kids His love rather than all this love the culture wants to tell us? And now many of the churches are following culture in their idea of love. You're going to feel all alone sometimes if you're going to stand on God's love. If you're going to say, no, this is love. Son or daughter, man, I got to tell you, let me sit down with you and explain to you what real love is. You're going to feel alone sometimes because it's not the popular definition of love. Turn on the radio and you'll hear about love, not God's love. Turn on the TV and watch some of your favorite shows and you'll see culture's love in action. That's not God's love. You're going to feel like a leper. You're going to feel like you're way over here by yourself, but we've got to hold together and band together and stay in God's love. Love in deed and in truth. Come real clean with your own heart and say, my God is on the throne, not my child. And I serve my God even before my child. That's loving your child. When your children see you serving God and God's word above all, that's true love to your children. And to these little ones here, they need to see our dedication and commitment to God's love according to God's word. If we're going to paint the true picture of Jesus in this culture, it's going to be very different. The picture is going to be very different when it comes to love. I think they need it. I think they need to see that love. They're getting their fill of their kind of love, and they're still coming up empty. You know, I had a young girl in here a couple months ago who came to me that morning before the service and said, "I've just come out of this type of a relationship and I am crushed." And it was one of those love relationships. She said, "What do you say as a pastor of a church?" And I said, "You've been so hurt. I think you're looking for love, but the wrong kind, and it's not in your sexuality. It's in the Christ who died for you." Who died for you? Jesus did. That's true love. That's true love. And when she came in that morning saying, "I'm not a girl. Don't call me by my girl name. I'm a boy. Call me Ryan." And she left and she went and told these ladies, "My name's Elizabeth. You can call me Elizabeth." And all they did was let her tell me the story. And I said, "You need love. And you just found out you can get crushed in this distorted kind of love the culture gives you. True love is found in Jesus. Will you go home and think about true love? A love that gives, not a love that takes. True love. Our culture is starving for love. The right kind of love. You have it. We know it. Reach out. Care. Love. Help. Paint the picture of Jesus. And you will bear so much fruit you won't know what to do with it all. They're starving for your fruit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for these children. You use children as an example. You said you must have faith as these children do. You won't even enter the kingdom of heaven. These children have pure hearts of faith. And Lord, I pray each child here today, I pray you'd raise them up to know your beautiful, beautiful, amazing love. Lord, may we as a congregation walk in your love. Lord, will you prepare us? Will you prepare our hearts? Prepare our souls according to your word. Build into us and prepare us to be a home for your love, where people can see true love in action here and in our community. Lord, we want to paint the picture of Jesus with the right colors and the right shade of love. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got a closing song, I think. The ladies will lead us. Thank you, kids, for helping me today. You are awesome. You made fun of my distorted pictures, though. You were laughing at me. All right.